Roto Grinders presents your first word in daily fantasy sports. Let's go! The Morning Grind. Stevie, TPFL, and company are here to jumpstart your analysis on today's DFS slate. Let's go! Without further ado, here's your host, Stephen Young.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's March. It's the 24th of March. It's 2017. It's a wonderful Friday. We have 10 games here on tonight's slate, but DraftKings, they listen to the Morning Grind too. I'm telling you, everybody listens to the Morning Grind, and they listened to me and Siege the other day talking about how they should just wipe out the late games because the main slate today, 8 games. CJ, what are your thoughts on this?
They picked a perfect slate to try this out, right? There's a 2.5-hour gap between the last 8 p.m. game and the late games, and the late games have the Kings, Lakers, and Warriors. Like, talk about, like, the perfect slate to try this out.
Oh, yeah.
And massive totals early on, too. Like, there's so many high totals early in the day. Like, couldn't have picked a better week to try this.
I love it. I'm super pumped that they did this. We were just talking about this. Like, seriously, we were just talking about this, like, not even a week ago.
Yeah, no, for sure. Absolutely. We were just talking about it. And while we're doing housekeeping, if I say something egregious, like there's a horrific take, Tiki Tyler, a.k.a. Tyler Longo on Twitter, you can follow him. He's in my room with me. So if I say something egregious, like he's a top player, he might just not be able to keep his mouth shut. So listen to him if he says something.
All right. Sounds good. Congratulations. Some people took the advice yesterday of play DeRozan and stack the Suns, and congratulations to Burtag 3, taking down 10 grand here in that jab step. Awesome, awesome night for him. And congratulations to another listener, Geek Mike B, taking down his first tournament win. Love the love, and we always love getting the love on Twitter. So congratulations to you guys. Just a solid night for listeners, and listeners tip 101, next time Siege and I just say we're not going to play much and we don't like the slate, every time we've said that in the past 2 months, people have just went bonkers and our advice has just been nuts.
Yeah, whatever. Well, we're going to keep being honest though, so we'll tell you how it is. But I have a feeling tonight's not going to be one of those slates. This slate is awesome.
We have 5 games over 219.
There's just so many individual matchups. Like Atlanta-Milwaukee has all that intrigue in terms of just matchups and things you can kind of do. Phoenix-Boston, Phoenix on the back-to-back. That could get interesting on the Phoenix side because they're just down bodies. It's just – even Detroit-Orlando has a sneaky 208 total, which I think is a little high for them. So let's just get started.
Let's get started at – Brooklyn at Washington, 224 total here. Washington favored by 12 in this game. The only injury news that we have to note here is Kilpatrick is questionable. It is a back-to-back. Jeremy Lin coming off injury. We'll have to see. It's a back-to-back for Brooklyn. That is the worst team to have a back-to-back on a big slate like this. Luckily, they
played at 7 o'clock.
So,
yeah, I was just going to say, at least it's 7 o'clock, so that's always a good start.
What are you looking at here on Brooklyn?
We get word Brook Lopez is playing. I know he just burned everyone last night, me included, but this is another good spot against Marcin Gortat, Ian Mahimi. He didn't shoot the ball well from 3 tonight, but I mean, I'm going right back to that well.
Are people going to chase this like KJ McDaniels game?
I would hope not. I would hope people are smarter than that. Like, I think the takeaway from this game, if anything, was Rondae Hollis-Jefferson is just that good. Washington isn't exactly the world's best rebounding team either. So he's 4,400. He'll be pretty popular. So I kind of need to see what the ownership's going to be on him because he just still doesn't score any like real life points. But the price is at least going to put him on my radar.
At the end of the day, like they blew out the Suns. They beat him by 28 points, and nobody scored over 35 DK points. I think that's the takeaway.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty even distribution, too. Like, the thing I would take away from it was that in garbage time, our boy, Isaiah Whitehead, was playing with, like, the super, super scrubs. And so if he's going to be playing kind of, if he has the ability to close when he's playing well and be on the super scrub team, like, talk about being in a good spot. Only 3,500. I don't know if you're going to need that much value, and he's a point guard eligible only, which is kind of annoying. Like, DraftKings, get on that. He's playing the backup, too. But as long so that's going to have some opportunity cost issues, but he's on the list.
I hate Brooklyn. I really do. I just want to get news before the game that they're going to play everybody so I can just fade this entire team.
Yeah, that's totally a fadable option, too. It's an 8-game slate, and there's don't worry, there's not going to be a lack for quality plays on this slate.
Yeah, right? Washington side, they're big favorites here. I don't think you can pay up for John Wall on this slate, can you?
You know, I've been joking that it's time that I add a new commandment, thou shalt not roster a wizard, and I think this is the time to start it. I just what wizard do I feel confident in?
Yeah, you're not paying $8K for Bradley Beal, like Otto Porter 61. If you're playing anybody, it's probably Keith at 58, but you know, his upside's been super limited lately. He only has 40 one time in the last 10 games, so
honestly, I guess Keith is in play. It's Brooklyn against Power. It's a stretch four against Brooklyn. Like I guess that's probably as close as you could get to a play. But I'm not even thrilled about that. I don't really want to do that. And on this slate, I don't think I have to be kind of forcing in plays. I think there's plenty of good ones on their own.
This is a 4 or 5 game slate. We'd be definitely talking about more plays here. But I'm with you. I don't like this game. It has a 220.
The rotation is like 10, 11 guys deep now. It's just
for both teams.
Yeah.
Like, both teams are just playing deep right now. Like even, you know, they got Jennings now. They got Jason Smith playing minutes. Like Gortat's not even seeing the floor more than, you know, 25 to 28 minutes a game. Like
it's just Mahimi's playing 20 minutes. It's just a mess.
Yeah, it's a clusterfuck, let's be honest.
I'm with you. If Brooklyn plays everyone, you can kind of just walk away from this game and move on to the next one.
Yeah, if we don't get any news that Brooklyn's not going to sit anybody, but if they sit people, man, definitely take advantage. Use that court IQ tool here at Roto-Grinders and take advantage of that. Let's move on. We have Cleveland at Charlotte, 214.5 total here. Cleveland favored by 2.5. Let's start with the Cleveland side here. LeBron and – oh, LeBron burned everybody the other night, which makes it interesting. Kyrie was on his way to a big game and just – like you said on the podcast the other day, Tyronn Lue threw his hands up and said, this game's over.
Yeah, now they had to fly across the country for another game. Like, you know, this road trip started in L.A., and now it's the Denver, and now they're in Charlotte changing time zones. And it's just – when are the Cavs going to decide to, like, just try to, like, actually win some games?
Do they have to at this point?
Because right now they're just stuck in, like, neutral, and they're just not doing anything.
And they're still in the driver's seat. Like, how bad is the
East? They?
Well, it's them in Boston.
I mean, they're really up.
Do you really think Toronto or Washington has anything for Boston and Cleveland right now?
I mean, in terms of like the playoffs or the regular season,
I'm talking
like
about the playoffs. One seat. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think any team really. If Cleveland like can figure out what the hell they're doing on defense, like. Man, if you're giving up 106 points per game, like, that is just...
Yeah, it's a lot. Like, you know, it's...
That's like Orlando Magic bad. Like, it's bad.
There's no such thing as Orlando Magic bad. They're just bad.
Orlando Magic giving up 106.5 per game. Cleveland Cavaliers giving up 106.6.
Yeah, I know. It's nuts.
I mean, we talk about regular season and postseason, but at some point, you got to kind of turn on the accelerator here.
Yeah, at some point you got to play LeBron 45 minutes a game, right?
I mean, there's an in-between between what Toronto is doing to DeMar DeRozan. Like, I was there tonight, and I just watched. Like, they are just abusing that poor guy. Like, he is going to die in the playoffs, just be out of steam. I think Cleveland will be fine, but, boy, just make sure you get the one seed. Like, don't have to go play Game 5 in Boston or Game 7 in Boston. Like, why would you set yourself up for that?
Can we play any of these guys tonight? Like LeBron, Kyrie, Kevin Love, any of these guys in play for you?
A stack? Or kind of a stay away?
Yeah, I don't
know. LeBron at 10-5 is just – LeBron at 10-5, like, how much of that game was just – he just didn't care, and how much of that was Kevin Love was back and it just really actually messed up with his usage?
Look what's happened. You know, look at the first 5-game stretch, and then look ever since Kevin Love has come back. You know, he averaged like 65 DK points in the first 5 of this 10-game stretch, and then like it's dropped all the way down to low 50s. That's a huge jump.
Yeah, I think I'm stacking or staying away just because, like, you can just see, like, what where each team is going to have success on the other, and you can kind of make it work. But, you know, there's so many places to go on this slate. Do I really want to do that? Like, Kyrie at 8,100 versus Kemba, I think, is, like, the play I would make. Like, why did his price just drop 500? Because he dropped 42 in 27 minutes against Denver. Like, I know Denver's better matchup than Charlotte, but Kemba defense is nothing to be all that scared of.
LeBron's averaging 60 DK points a game against Charlotte in three games this season. Kyrie is averaging 27 DK points in two games against Cleveland this season. And Kevin Love is averaging 40 DK points in three games against Charlotte this season.
It's a different Cavs team. It's just.
Oh, I agree. I'm just saying. You know what else happened in that game against Denver that I think we need to note is J.R. Smith returned to the starting lineup, too.
Yeah. It's just. Like, the Cavs have lost 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Six of their last 11? Yeah. It's just. You know, we're sitting here, we're spending a lot of time on the Cavs. It's just this total is 214. This is the kind of game that we usually like the Cavs in. It's just, I think I'm with you. I think I'm going to stack this team or be done with them.
It's. I mean, there's a lot of star plays on the slate, but, like, they're all kind of, they're kind of lumped into two games. You've got the Houston, we'll get there to Houston, New Orleans. And then you're kind of sitting there with LeBron, and then you're kind of out of the 10Ks already. So, with all the plays we like, you're going to be out of the 10Ks really quick on this slate. So, yeah, I think I can't go to the stack or fade. Let's just stick with the original thought.
Kemba at 77 is interesting on the other side, though.
Kemba's a guy that, when he's just not shooting the ball well, he's just not shooting the ball well. And the thing is, like, he's just been cutting back on his usage. Like, against the Magic, he tried to chuck up some shots, but before that, 16, 18, 11.
24. Come on. There's one game with 11 in there, and then there's five games over
16. Yeah, but he hasn't shot above 40% in a game since the freaking middle of the month.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I'm just saying, don't discount the shots. They've been there. It's just he's not shooting the ball well.
The whole point is that if he's not shooting the ball well, he's been like being more willing to be a facilitator. It's just I'm not playing Kevin to be a facilitator.
You're playing him in a game stack, though, right?
Okay, let's play. Who would you rather play? Kyrie Irving, 81, or Kemba, 77?
Yeah, but isn't everybody going to say Kyrie?
Okay.
Couldn't you do like
Kemba, 77, Jeff Teague against Denver, 73.
No, we're going to get there. Don't worry. But, like, wouldn't you?
Tyler Ulis, 71, playing 44 minutes against Boston.
Trust me. Don't worry.
My point is just that, like, I don't know. I just think there's better options around Kemba. He's fine, I guess. I wouldn't be upset. Again, I think a game stack only.
I don't know what I'm doing with the rest of these Charlotte players. Batum is priced right. He doesn't really have a lot of upside at that price. Like, Marvin Williams is 6,200. Like, come on. No way.
Yeah, there's no like ceiling on him at that point. It's just
Kaminsky and Zeller. Kaminsky game.
Zeller versus Tristan Thompson is not exactly something I'm thrilled about.
Exactly. Like, that's a tough matchup. Like, I played Zeller against Vooch the other night, but that was because it was against Vooch.
Denver at Indianapolis.
Denver at Indy, 220. And a half total here. Indy favorite 1.5. The only injury news that we have here is Gallinari is still questionable for this game. We'll start with the Denver side of things here. This price is interesting. I'm starting to get tempted by this Jokic price. I know the upside has been limited, but God, that price.
I mean, centers against Indiana has been kind of a green light territory for a while.
And he's 9,400.
This is in the paint and 220 and a half. The problem is here's the thing. I think they're going to stop the whole Plumlee next to Jokic thing in this game. Because Chandler at the four versus Thaddeus Young is just a way better matchup for him instead of this like
making way more sense.
Grind him out on Paul George. They might. Now they still might grind him out. They did it against LeBron. But you'd have to think if Gallinari comes back, they're going to stop that nonsense, right?
I kind of want Gallinari to play, don't you?
I kind of do too, and I want to play Wilson Chandler.
Man, Jokic at 94.
He played 41 minutes in his return. 41 minutes in his return.
I know. We talked about it yesterday. I was all over Chandler on Wednesday. All over it.
It's just like, this is a good spot.
Yeah, I'm definitely going back to Chandler.
I kind of just like this spot. I mean, the problem is, like, the ceiling is just, like, he's never going to really match this price unless he just gets really hot. But I just don't think he busts here very often either, which is kind of nice.
Will Barton, the odd man out. I'm not paying $6,400 for Barton. I know he played 33 minutes the other night. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, no, I think Jokic is a fine option. I wouldn't mind Jokic. This is the spot he goes for 60, right?
It is. This is the spot, man. I'm telling you. This is the cheapest price since the beginning of March.
And we saw him play that 40 minutes one game. When the game was closed and they needed to win it, they rolled him out there. And I just
– Denver's still in the playoff hunt too. Like,
you flash me 40-minute upside, and then I'm kind of getting interested against Indiana, and the number could be 70.
Yeah. They're one game up on Portland right now, Denver is. So, like, this game means something.
I mean, centers have just been torching Indiana for a while. And, like, Miles Turner has no chance against Jokic.
I'm gonna be overweight on Jokic. I can already see it now. I'm going to take advantage of this price tag. If you're playing cash games, I don't mind Gary Harris here. The ceiling is limited, but he's going to be a guy.
God, that's going to be sick. Stop it. You're not playing Gary Harris at 6,500.
He's going to get you 30 points. 30 points. Guaranteed.
Tyler's laughing at me. No. Devin Booker is 400 more against Boston. We're moving on.
Hold on. I want to see something real quick. 2 seconds. God, they priced him up finally on FanDuel. Gary Harris was like under 6K for like 3 weeks. All right, moving on. Anybody on the Indy side that you're interested here?
Jeff Teague, 7,300 against Denver. We finally saw him do things. The price is elevated. I understand that, but it's a point guard against Denver, and he is just going to – if he kind of falls between the cracks of Kyrie and Kemba and Ulis and Schroeder and – Holiday and Rondo, which I think is possible because he's sitting right there in the damn middle.
Does Teague really have 50-point upside, though? Like, he had a nut game against Boston.
What point guard doesn't have 50-point upside against Denver?
But yeah, we just say that, but he just played 35 minutes, shot the ball 66% against Boston, and only put up 39.
Well, yeah, but the point is against Denver, right? It's a faster pace. Like, that was a low-paced game. This is faster. More possessions. There's some block and steal upside. Like, I'm not – and the assist number was low. Like, I think he can get into the – if he gets into the 40s, like, it's not a – like, it's still 6X.
Yeah, they're in probably –
I don't know. I think he's fine. I think he's – I mean, I don't – like, I don't see a point going on this list that it's just, like, a super value. Like, you're going to tell me Ish Smith, and I'm going to laugh at you. So, like, I just
don't see a super – You already know that, like, Ish Smith.
I know, and I just – that's fine. I just – there's no point guard that, like, they priced up all the point guards. There's no other point guard on this list that you're just, like, is an auto lock and load here.
I think Teague's one of the best guys on the slate that gets you 6X. I just don't know if you're going to get 7X from him. So
What point guard are you getting 7X from, Stevie?
I'm agreeing with you, CJ. I am saying that the point guards are pretty leaked today or priced up, so I agree with you. I'm just playing devil's advocate for the listeners.
Okay, well, I couldn't tell.
Yeah, like, looking at the point guard list, like, Elfrid Payton is 7,100. That tells you everything you need to know about the point guards being priced up.
Yeah. There's one point guard that's underpriced. There's one.
Yeah, Rodner.
No, right above him, but we'll get there.
Oh, God, he's cheap, too. I didn't notice him either.
I didn't either. I just went right over him.
All right. So – that's it for Indy, right? Like, we're not playing Miles Turner. He's going to get in foul trouble against the Joker.
Hey, people, please chase the Paul George games. He's so good. He's going to shoot 11, he's going to shoot 10 for 13 free throws, even though he hadn't taken more than 10 free throws at a time in his last 10. He's so good. Make sure you all play him. He's so worthy of this 9K price tag. That's a sarcasm alert in case you're a new listener to the podcast.
I know. Over 50 and 3 of the last 10, though, CJ. Come on.
Yeah. Let me know how that works out for you guys.
Yeah, I'm not playing Paul George.
Fading Paul George is like one of my favorite rituals, and it really never hurts me.
Paul George, once a month. Paul George is $500 less than Joker. Done deal. Done deal.
Oh, my God.
All right, I have to say one more name because I have to stay on brand. Monta Ellis, 25 minutes against Denver.
God, I tried that against Boston.
Look at the shot attempts, though. And look at the last five games.
I get it. I don't think you're going to need it on this slate.
I'm writing it down.
Again, there's no players over 10K. Like, we talked about the 10K guys. Like, I guess if you're stacking Houston, New Orleans, sure.
I got to write Ellis down here. I didn't realize he had 10 shot attempts or more in five straight games.
Again, you just talked to me about a ceiling. Like, what's his ceiling?
Probably 25 DK points. I guess it's higher than that.
I guess the only case you have is if they keep Stucky out of the rotation and Glenn Robinson misses. Like, that's your best case scenario to make that work. But,
yeah, and, you know, I have no idea if I'm going to need him, like you said. Are you really going to need somebody that's 4K? So we'll have to see how the slate plays out. Let's move on. Detroit at Orlando, 207 total here. Detroit favored by 4 in this game. The only injury news is Jeff Green dealing with back spasms. He's questionable here. I really might go to this game just to watch KCP light up my magic.
So you're telling me that he's firmly in play today?
I hate the price, though. Like, 5,200 is probably too much.
It is too much.
He's 46 on FanDuel. Play him on FanDuel.
It's DK pricing, once again. Like, they just tightened it all up.
They made this a good slate. They've tightened up the pricing. They have they've tightened up the pricing, and they've gotten rid of the late games. Perfect slate.
God, what could possibly go wrong? Knock on some wood right there.
All right, so obviously we need to talk about Ish Smith. I liked Ish Smith when he was 4K, 4,200. He's going to be ultra chalky here, especially if he gets a start again. Like, there's merit to fading him at 4,800. He's going to hit like 30 fantasy points, maybe one out of every six or seven games starting.
Yeah. When I say fade Ish Smith, I'm just trying to see what the reaction of Tyler would be. I didn't get a reaction, unfortunately. He caught on to my my plan. I'm not playing Ish Smith. Like, we've done – how many times are we going to keep – it's just Lucy in the football with these stupid Detroit point guards. We keep looking for this – like, the guy to emerge, and none of them play over 30 minutes. They always kind of alternate who plays the tire at the end of the 20s. He's 4,800 now. Like, I just don't see it.
A couple games before he got in foul trouble, he was finishing out the games. That's why I loved him so much the other night. So
it's just like, I would just play Isaiah Whitehead at 3,500 at that point. Like, I'm just going to go all the way down. Give me the guy who can find 19,000 different ways to get to 28 minutes instead of the guy who it feels like the coach just keeps trying to give everyone the least number of minutes.
All right, so real quick, just looking at what happened in that game against Chicago. He picked up two quick fouls in the third. He only played 2 minutes in the third, and then he came in the fourth quarter and played 9 minutes before the blowout. So,
like, he can make all sorts of excuses. If we look at every game log from the Detroit point guards, they'll do 19,000 different things. You know what the same thing is? They never played big minutes.
I know. Just trying to make a point for my boy.
Your boy's not in play. Just call it like it is.
Honestly, I think I'd play KCP over Ish on DK for $400 more.
Okay, see, I wouldn't go that far. Like, that's too far.
No, it's not. It's a good game for KCP.
I'm not playing KCP for 52 over Ish at 48. We're not going there. Like, I'm all on the Ish fade Ish train, but I'm not good. Like, that's kind of too far for me.
It's a really good spot for Drummond. Like, I don't know if I can play.
Ish isn't going to go under the radar, right? It's going to be super chalky, and I'm not going to worry about
this. I already wrote down on my paper here to make sure that I check his ownership in the morning from Chris Cimino.
Yeah.
If he somehow like starts to slip. Yeah. Oh,
that would be a part where that's a part where I would just want to immediately just unreg everything and hate my life.
Yeah, because, you know,
because I would start talking myself into that, and I don't want to.
What you doing here with Drummond and Tobias Harris?
I don't think I've gotten Tobias Harris right, like, one time this season.
Revenge game? I literally don't think Orlando?
hey, like
he's only averaging 25 DK points against them in two games this season. Screw that revenge crap.
It's just like he has to like get to like he has to just shoot the ball so well to beat me, to burn me. I don't know.
I really think I'm gonna go to this game just to watch KCP light up the Magic.
Stop saying that. I was okay, so like Marquese Chriss is 59 against Boston, so he'll be 50 something percent owned, I would imagine. And assuming that Warren sits out again. Harris is a tournament pivot. I think I would. God, this whole tier is loaded too.
Yeah, I don't think I can pivot.
The problem is Tobias Harris is not going to beat Marquese Chriss, Ersan Ilyasova, and Nikola Mirotic. Oh, that's right. Wait a minute. Robin Lopez is back. He just was suspended.
Yeah, Mirotic's still going to get minutes, so Felicia is questionable. So
yeah, but he's overpriced. Like you need both for them that to work.
Anybody that you like here from the Orlando Magic side here against the Detroit team is pretty good defensively. Like we attack Detroit with point guards, but are you really playing 7,100 for Payton?
No.
You and I play Elfrid Payton more than everybody, and this price is just stupid.
No, you target Elfrid Payton and pace up games against no rim protection. Like that's not the scenario.
I'm not playing
the price on. Which price is absurd. Yeah, I'm not even though it's not the worst final paper.
Just not playing this.
No. Why aren't you playing Vooch?
Because he's 7,800.
So he needs, what, 48 for tournaments? Feel great about it?
No, I don't feel great about that at all. Like, Dwight Howard's cheaper. You can go up to Jokic. We haven't even talked about the New Orleans guys yet. Yeah. Like,
yeah, the 1,600 more for Jokic thing is definitely the thing here.
It's just like, how many times does Vooch really get there at this price tag? I know he's been phenomenal lately, like phenomenal.
I think I'm always saving $1,000 and going down to Brook Lopez before I do that. You're probably
just
right.
Like, look at the matchups that he's done well in: Charlotte, Philly, Phoenix, Sacramento, Cleveland, Miami.
Yeah, those are awesome matchups.
Like, we pick on Drummond all the time, but like they have been decent against centers all season.
All right, I can get on board with you.
All right, let's get on board and move on to a game that I actually – like, let's talk about these last few games here. Like, we're starting to get somewhere now. Phoenix at Boston, 219.5 total. Boston favored by 15 in this game. TJ Warren questionable. Ronnie Price questionable. And Derek Jones got hurt tonight on Thursday night, so he is definitely questionable for Friday. That would throw a huge wrench into everything. They could be looking at a potential of, like, 8 guys playing in this game.
Yeah, I mean, Marquese Chriss at 59 would be the guy. Like, I think if Derek Jones can't go, TJ Warren plays.
What happened with Alan Williams? Do you know?
He got in massive foul trouble early in the game. Like, he had 3 fouls in 4 minutes.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I
was wondering why Alex Len was on the floor at the 10-minute mark of the second quarter. I was like, what the hell is this? And then I saw that he was in foul trouble.
Lynn was so low, and he was the reason that I had another good night. But all right, so let's talk Phoenix here. Tyler Ulis just become a point where I don't even care. I'm just playing him right now.
Here's the thing: if here's the reason why you can fade him, right? Like,
because he doesn't have 50-point upside, and the slate's loaded.
Yeah. Exactly. he's going to be so popular, right? Just and like we've seen this before, where guys start playing 40 minutes a night and they just eventually just break down. You know, this is a 3-4 spot for, or I'm sorry, this is a 3-4 spot for him playing over 40 minutes a night, like on the road, on the end of a 4-game road trip, like.
It's just who else is going to play minutes. Like, even in a blowout, he's going to be on the floor, right? That's the problem, right? Like, they don't have anybody else. Like, if Price gets ruled out, like, if you want to fade him, you're, like, really hoping that Ronnie Price gets ruled in this game.
The problem is, Stevie, we just saw Phoenix no-show last night, and this is now a 3-4.
Yes, but, like, he still played – hold on.
Yeah, but he didn't get you there.
He played 10 minutes in the fourth quarter in a blowout, and he played the whole third quarter. He's just not coming off the floor. Like, even in a blowout, he's not coming off the floor.
Yeah, but, okay, but what was his upside?
Barbosa played the whole fourth quarter, and Yula still played the game.
But if T.J. Warren plays, it changes the whole dynamic.
I don't think T.J. Warren's going to play.
It sounded like he almost gave it a go tonight. This is
potentially out. Like,
let me just say this: since I made this call the other way last night, someone's going to win a tournament tonight by completely ignoring the Phoenix Suns.
It's so true, though. Like, man, Marquise Chris played the whole fourth quarter too. Like, even in a blowout, they're
3-4, and they just ran their whole team into the ground.
Yeah, but if they only had 8 guys,
they only scored 98 points against Brooklyn.
Like, I'm looking at minutes and opportunities.
If they get a nice guy, I'm telling you, this has trash written all over it. I say that, and there's like 6 guys I want to play in this game. But it looks like a situation, and the prices are starting to get a little inflated to the point where you can think about it.
I think
Tyler Ulis, for example, right? 71. We need 42 out of Ulis. We need 42 out of Booker. We need 42 out of Warren. We need 36 out of Chris. Like, that's probably feels like the most reasonable of the bunch.
I was gonna say, you know, Chris is the guy I'm definitely playing here.
Alan Williams is the guy in the spot. Like, they run Lennon to the ground. He can get in foul trouble really quickly, and then Alan Williams comes back when everyone just gets burned. But like, these Suns are not these automatic lock and loads that I think everyone thinks they are.
Oh man, I'm definitely playing Suns here. By the way,
their implied team total is 104.
Yeah, I can get behind not playing Ulis and Booker, but I think I'm going to overweight on Chris and Williams.
Such a trap. Chris gets in foul trouble.
But who's going to get him in foul trouble, like, realistically?
Isaiah Thomas, Avery
Chris
Bradley.
Is going to get?
Yeah, the drive to the lane, he hacks him.
I don't know.
Like, Marquise Chris, by the way, you want to guess when the last time he had less than 4 fouls in a game was?
November.
No, it's not that bad. But it was actually, ironically enough, against Boston on March 5th.
Even better. Proving my point. All right, moving on. Looking at the Boston side of things here, anybody stand out to you for Boston?
115 team total.
Who do you play? Horford is probably like
Marcus Smart.
Like, Horford right now is just, he's ridiculous. And he's still 6,600.
But I guess he can go off in 3 quarters. It's just like, this just has the makings of Stevie of this game is going to be a hunt. Like, the case for playing anyone on Boston is that they score 100 in 3 quarters. If that's the case.
Man, so I just read this stat about Marquise Chris. He's averaging 18.6, 8 rebounds, 2 blocks per game over his last 5 games.
Okay, so what did you say that was again? 18.8?
18.8 and 2 blocks.
Yeah, that's still not value, by the way.
That's I'm Boston. Just saying. Little bump, Boston.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but if he's going to be 60% owned, 50% owned.
They're young. He can run it out. Maybe I... I agree with you on the Boston side.
This has trap written all over it.
If they weren't going to play in the blowout, then yes, it would be a trap.
I'm going to write a trap right there on my spreadsheet. Trap. And then I'm going to write Booker, Ulis, Chris, Len, and who did I forget? Booker, Ulis, Chris, Len. Oh, Alan Williams.
Oh, man. All right, any of these Boston guys you said...
Marcus Smart, 4,800. Maybe Isaiah Thomas's knee flares back up again.
The old proverbial. His knee's sore. Kelly Olynyk could get there in this game.
Has he been getting any garbage time lately?
I say that. He played 22 minutes against Phoenix last time they played. He put up 9 DK points.
Played 31 minutes last game. I don't know.
I'm probably not playing anybody from Boston here, I'll be honest.
I mean, I'm trying to find someone, but...
You'd be like, you're guessing on the blowout.
By the way, if Derek Jones and TJ Warren both sit, by the way, like, I feel like we have to mention this guy, and I know Tyler won't keep his mouth shut now. Jared Dudley at 3K is in play.
You just made me throw up in my mouth.
Trust me, I thought I did basically the same thing when I thought about, do I want to actually open my mouth and say these words? But they have Ulis at point. They've got Barbosa and Booker at shooting guard, and that's it.
Oh, they got Jarrell Eddie or whatever his name is, right?
Yeah, they have Jarrell Eddie. How many minutes did he play tonight? Like 10?
I'm pulling it up.
They're not going to run Jarrell Eddie out there. They're not going to run Ulis, Jarrell Eddie, and Booker out there.
Eddie played 9 minutes. Dudley played 21. Barbosa played 31 minutes.
Barbosa played what now?
He played 31 minutes. He's 3,200. We overlooked that.
He played what now?
He played 32 minutes. If we get news that TJ Warren's out again, you will bet your ass I'm going to have me some Barbosa at 3,100.
And there's 22 Derek Jones minutes that would have to be allocated here.
Derek Jones, yeah.
If he was out, like, Dudley would be in play, and so would Barbosa. Good Lord. Trap! I've said this 5 times. I'd say it one more.
All right, let's move on. Atlanta at Milwaukee, 203.5 total here. Milwaukee favored by 5.5. We know Paul Millsap's already ruled out for this game. Bazemore out. John Henson questionable on the Milwaukee side of things here. Do we go back to the well on Ilyasova? I know he just burned us the other night, but like, I feel like this is a spot where you just go right back to him.
Here's the problem with using these power forward guys against Milwaukee is they're using Giannis as the four right now. Like,
the problem is Atlanta.
Who is Ursa going to cover?
This is like a massive blowout game. I don't care if it's 5.5.
Like, there's a chance Ursa doesn't even start this game. If they roll out their normal lineup of Brogdon, Snell, Middleton, Giannis, and whatever center of the day Jason Kidd decides to play. Like, who is Ersan covering on that of those guys?
This is a big game.
Yeah, it's a huge game. Milwaukee is
one game back of Atlanta right now.
When did I get that high in the standings? Dang.
Well, it's so close, like a couple wins, and you're like, you go from like out of the playoffs until like the sixth seed. So.
Wow. Yeah. I can't imagine. The Hawks have lost 5 in a row here. Bucks are on fire. Like, if Ersan, you can't go to Ersan, Stevie. There's just no one for him to cover on the floor.
I don't think there's anybody I can play from Atlanta outside of maybe Dwight Howard, Tim Hardaway Jr. That's about it.
The problem is Tim Hardaway's a slasher. Atlanta doesn't have like a shooter. Like, I guess Milwaukee, I'm looking for guys that like just catch and shoot, and there's just not one guy on the roster.
The thing that I like about Hardaway, you can lock him in for what, 35 plus minutes?
I don't know if you could lock him up for that much, but like, how does Atlanta not just get run out of the building here? I know that sounds so insane to say.
Yeah, but why is the spread so low
like,
then?
Once again, their numbers again without freaking
awful.
Millsap are so bad.
Awful.
Like the congratulations, like the game was never that close with the Wizards. Like the Wizards are just awful at defense and just struggling in their own right. Like, I don't think there's a single player from here at Atlanta I want to play other than Dwight. What the hell is Atlanta going to do? Like, I'm just looking at their roster now.
They're
going to start Torian Prince at the four?
I don't know.
It would have to be the answer. They would have to start Torian Prince and he would get immediate foul trouble, but that's what they're going to do. Or Giannis is just going to go out there and score 100. So you could just play Giannis just in case.
You definitely have some exposure to Giannis on this slate.
Yeah, we just went through all the reasons why he – like, I don't like playing him when he's this expensive, but
– there's nobody to guard him. Cephalosha can't guard him.
We did this against the Kings, and then I was just like, there's no one to guard him, and then just didn't play him anyways.
And he'll probably be out for me again on tonight's slate. Like,
he could be. I mean, there's a couple guys in the next game. I just – boy, there's just no one to guard him. Like, this is a line I'm going to keep my eye on, see if this starts drifting to 6, 6.5. If it starts going that way, I'll probably just try to stay away one more time. But Chris Middleton on paper is in an interesting spot here.
This line suggests that like, Middleton could sit in this game.
I think we are just so bearish on Atlanta. Like, I think this is a fine line. I just think that we just realized that Atlanta is just in an awful spot here.
Might pull up the old betting sites after this is over.
It's not a bad idea.
I definitely think I like Milwaukee at -5.5. All right, let's move on to a game that doesn't suck. We have New Orleans at Houston, 228.5 total here. Houston favored by 7. Both teams at full strength. Oh, buddy.
I feel like every time he's on a podcast, like last month, we've been getting ready for Houston at New Orleans.
Yeah, it's just like, all right, so let's talk about this game. Let's start with New Orleans are on the road here. Man. Like, you know how you win the slate? You figure out which one's going to go off. Is it going to be Boogie or Davis?
Or you just hope that they kind of just each get 50 or get 45 and you just aren't killed either way.
Yeah, I'd be okay with both of them getting 50, whatever. Where's the Twitter account? And Anthony Davis is hurt.
Is Brow hurt yet? Is the Brow hurt? I think there's multiple accounts. Don't you worry.
Oh, man. I
here's the thing. So I think people are going to chase the 78 from Boogie. So, like, if I'm playing one, I think I'm going to play Brow. Just because, like, recency bias and all that. And, like, if you take away, like, he's gone over 55 exactly zero other times this last 10 other than last time. Zero. So, like, even look at the 54, it was like a lower scoring game. You get in these track meets and Boogie just doesn't quite get there.
As you say that in your avatar on Google Hangouts is
I love Boogie. It's one of my favorite players. I love Boogie.
I know. I've been fading both of these guys, and I think I'm just going to continue to fade both of these guys.
God, since when did I become like the Anthony Davis spokesman? When the hell did this happen this year? This feels like a very Anthony Davis-y type spot.
Yeah, you say that, and like these two teams just played like last week, and he put up 52. If he puts up 52 here, whatever. Okay, thanks. Move on.
But like, we've just okay. Like now we've just kind of LeBron James. We did the kind of whatever. Kind of did whatever Giannis. We did whatever John Wall. We liked Jokic. There's a guy in the next game. Paul George. Like at some point we have to decide like some of these expensive guys to play.
Yeah, but do you really have to?
There's not like this, but there's no value in this mid tier. It's not like we're getting all this mid tier value. I think this is a spot to play one of the two, and for me, it's Anthony Davis. I feel pretty like
if I'm playing one, it's Anthony Davis. Now, I don't disagree.
If I see Anthony Davis maybe 45% owned or something, I might reconsider that. Right, but. As it stands right now, I assume he'll be in the 25-30 range, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I definitely agree. If I'm playing one of the two of the guys, it's definitely Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Might be a good slate to get us some James Harden, but we'll talk about that here in a second. Jrue Holiday, 6,500, seems underpriced. Any interest there?
Let's pull up the court IQ because I feel like every time that these two clowns are on the court, that he just has no usage and doesn't do anything. But let me pull up the handy dandy court IQ. So we take the New Orleans Pelicans here, and we put Anthony Davis on. We put DeMarcus Cousins on. We put Jrue Holiday on, and we run it, and we get Drew Holiday is running at a 22% usage rate with a fantasy point permitted of 0.8. So let's say he plays 31 minutes. What is that?
Not enough.
Yeah.
Right? Just not enough.
Yeah, it's just... Yeah, for me, I don't know. Drew Holiday is a guy that, like, since this trade has just not worked out. He, like, on paper, it should work out, but it just hasn't right now.
They gotta get used to playing together. Isn't that the issue? Like, they just need to get used to playing together.
I mean, it's the DeMarcus Cousins and Anthony Davis combined having a 59.6% usage rate. That would be a factor as well.
All right. Let's talk Houston here. You almost have to like James Harden all the way at the top here.
Yeah, but if he's going to be gazillion percent owned, then no.
He's going to be a CJ is going to be massive. He just put up 83 in the spot a week ago. Like a week ago Friday. We just talked about this a week ago.
This feels like the exact argument I made for like the Westbrook fade on Monday. Like, yeah, he needs a lot of fantasy points to get there.
He has over 38 actual points in four of his last five games.
Yeah, I know that, but like we know that Harden when his supporting cast is playing well, he will defer to them. Like Lou Williams has played awful now for a week and a half. You know, Eric Gordon hasn't played well. Like a supporting cast has just been kind of MIA. But if the cast shows up, you know, it's a different kind of story.
Oh, man.
Then I guess the question is which one of the supporting casts is actually going to show up because they're all in terrible matchups other than Harden. That's kind of the counterpoint, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, Ariza versus
from Houston.
Yeah. Drew Holiday, I guess, is kind of as a funnel spot.
Make sure you lock and load Ryan Anderson.
Oh, man. Are we ever going to let that go?
No, I'm never letting that go.
No, okay. Just making sure.
Make sure you guys listen to Weekend Grind, by the way. Weekend podcast here at Roto Grinders. Make sure you guys check that out. Yeah, lock and load, Ryan Anderson.
I guess you're right about James Harden. This kind of just is a spot. Like, the problem is there's no value in the slate. That's the other problem. There's no value. It's like you plug in James Harden at 12-2, you know, you're playing some really questionable player at this point.
You're going back to that Phoenix game.
That Phoenix game is so bad. That Phoenix game. Honest, I got to be honest. I'm going to have so many Allen Williams, Barbosa stacks and just hope that thing just gets so out of hand.
I'm so with you there. Like, you were like there's no value, and I'm like, Barbosa?
I'm going to play the Barbosa, Jared Dudley stack and win all the money.
Oh, man. I'm going to play the Barbosa, Monte Ellis stack and win all the money.
I mean, I'm just... Oh, God, that Phoenix game. God,
it's already tilting you because you know.
I know. This is such a – the spot is so bad, and the ownership is going to be so – this is one of those nice days I'm glad I'm not going to be in front of my computer all day listening to every single person talk about how great Phoenix is, and I'm going to be golfing, and I'm just not going to tune it all out, and I'm going to walk on my computer. I'm going to make my lineups, just ignore all the noise, and then just – if I go down, I go down with my ship.
I'm going to text you all day tomorrow. Phoenix, that's all the text is going to say. I'm going to text you all day. That's what's going to say all day.
By the way, if you do attack that strategy, make sure you put a game stack in as a hedge leaf with Al Horford and Jay Crowder. Just saying.
And Chris.
Well, no, we already meant, like, the stacking the Phoenix side, I think, was understood. It was which Boston guys would you do with it since we hated on them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's still one more game to go.
There is. Well, there's actually three more games to go, so let's keep moving here.
Oh, shoot. I forgot it. We have to cover them all. Totally. All right, go ahead.
Philly at Chicago. 209 total here. Chicago favored by 6.5. Felicio, the only injury news here, is questionable. Let's start with the Philly side. The prices are up on all these guys, like all of them. And, like, I guess it's Sarge. That's it, right?
Yeah.
TJ McConnell against Rondo is a little interesting, but like he's been all over the place lately, and I don't think you can play him.
Yeah, no, you normally like them in faster paced games. I just.
It's really Sarge for me. That's it. Okafor back. Don't play Covington. Holmes.
Covington?
Covington's going to put up his shots. Don't get me wrong, but like Jimmy Butler defense?
On the slate.
Jimmy Butler defense?
Could be. They could just throw Michael Carter Williams at him, though. And let Jimmy Butler just chill out over on TLC or something like that.
Chicago's still in the running, too, aren't they?
Yeah, technically. I think they're one game behind the Miami Heat after their tough loss to the Raptors tonight.
Oh, the Eastern Division is so bad. So bad. Oh, all right. Really, for me, it's Dario, and that's it. I don't think I'm even going to play Covington on the slate.
He just has 50-point upside, and small forward isn't exactly something to write home about.
Wilson Chandler is $500 less.
Yeah, that's fine, but if I'm not playing Wilson Chandler, like if I have 20 lineups with Wilson Chandler, and in my 21st lineup I decide to play somebody else, it's probably going to be Covington.
All right, Chicago side.
Small forward, by the way, is just so bad.
It is bad. Anybody from the Chicago side that you like here?
I don't know. Is Jimmy Butler going to just completely destroy my soul again?
He could.
45 DK points on 6 shots. That is a lot.
And he's been really solid lately, too. Oh, I might have lost CJ. So Jimmy Butler, 9,200 here. He's put up over 45 fantasy points in 3 of the last 4 games. Interesting because, you know, 5X is definitely just 45, and we just talked about how weak small forward is. So paying that price for Jimmy Butler at 9,200, if you want to pay up for small forward, he's definitely in play. Rondo is 6,200. That price tag is just too high. They priced him up for a matchup with Philly. Is he probably going to get 30 fantasy points, get you 5, 6X here probably? So I don't hate it. This is the price tag. I'm not paying $6,200 for Rondo. Mirotic is $5,400. Played a bunch of minutes last game with no Lopez in that game and Felicio out as well. Don't expect him to play 39 minutes again. He does have 30, 35-point upside in this matchup, so I don't hate Mirotic here. Just the price is too high. Really, all these guys are priced up. Valentine continues to play in that 20 to 25 minute range. He really hasn't done much. Paul Zipster, 3,800 here. We talked about getting some value. He has played 28 minutes or more in 4 straight games. He's only 3,800, so I don't hate Paul Zipster here, but I'm definitely going to mix and match my Chicago exposure. What about you, CJ?
Sorry about that. The perils of hotel life when you run out of internet time, they just cut you right off. What did I miss?
I just said that Butler, if you want to pay up for small forward, is definitely in play. You're going to decide between him and LeBron if you're paying up. I said Rondo's expensive, but he's probably going to get you 5 to 6X in this matchup. I said Mirotic's price is up. He's cheap on FanDuel, still at 4,600. And then I said Paul Zipster is a pretty good salary relief play here because he's playing over 28 minutes right now.
Yeah, that price, the Zipster price, the Zipster is going to be the chalk. Like, he's the only price relief option we've really noticed so far. You know, he's a low-usage guy. So, like, you got to be careful there, right? Can he absolutely burn you in this spot? Absolutely. So this is a guy you cannot go all in on, but it's certainly a guy you cannot completely fade to. This is a perfect example of trying to guess what the field is and match it.
Yeah, I agree. Like, small forward's so weak. So if you want to go down at small forward, I think he's in play at 3,800. Like, he's playing Philly. Like, it's as simple as that.
Yeah, for sure.
Any interest in Rondo? That's the only guy that I'm kind of interested to get your thoughts on.
I don't know. I mean, Rondo is just tough. I think he's in an interesting spot. He's played well against Philly this year.
I think I'd fade him if it was anybody besides Philly and, like, Denver.
Yeah. And I think the price might scare more people off than it should. And he's got 40, 50 point upside. So I'll probably have some exposure to him. But I don't think he'll be a core play by any means.
All right. We got this late slate on DK. Love it. Love it. Love it. Minnesota at LA taking on the Lakers. 218.5 total here. Minnesota favored by 6.5. Let's start with Minnesota here. Ricky Rubio, 7,900, seems like a guy we can really look at here after burning everybody against the Spurs.
Yeah, I think – what price did you just say?
He's 7,900. Nobody's paying that price for Rubio. Nobody.
I don't know if I can.
That's the reason I like him so much.
Wow.
Remember, it's a two-game
slate that's not – this is not a two-game slate that is deprived of point guard options. And we don't know – by the way, do we know what the result of – all right, we'll get there in the next game, I guess. But I'm not paying Rick 7,900. Like, sorry, if Steph Curry is 9,000, I don't think so. Just no.
Dude, I actually like the idea of playing Rubio and fading Seth, Stiff.
I think you are – I think you've lost your mind.
I probably have, but
like, beating Steph Curry on a two-game slate is exactly the fastest way to making sure that you're drawing dead on the two-game slate.
No, it's not. Just play Clay.
It's a two-game slate. Like,
it's going to be a massive blowout. The line's 18 points in that game.
Yeah, but it's the line's so massive, they're going to go score 103 quarters, and what's it matter? And as Matt Barnes said, I hate them, they're the enemy now, and we're going to kill them.
Did he really say that?
Oh, you didn't hear? Oh, let me get the exact quote. No, I don't want to mess this up.
Matt, I never want to win on a two-game slate.
Sacramento. Hold on, let me find the quote here. Let's see. Here, pull it up here. Let's see. Matt Barnes said, I'm trying to kill them plain and simple. Things didn't go well here. It's frustrating being back really home and taking the pride and trying to put a team on the map, and in a day's time, you're no longer part of the organization. Oh, they're the enemy now, so we're trying to kill them, beat them by 50.
I know who I'm playing at small forward on the two-game slate. No doubt about it.
Yeah, so
no doubt about it.
He checks in at 4,400 on this slate.
No doubt about it. No chance that you find me without Matt Barnes on this two-game slate. Like, no chance. All right, back to the Minnesota-LA game. Man, that price on Towns, 11K.
He's what?
Karl-Anthony Towns, 11K.
Not going to be able to do it. Homage to the great Jalen Rose.
Man, they priced up these guys. Wiggins is 7K.
I think that's an interesting play.
He went for 58 the first time these two teams played.
Yeah, that's back when he was hot, but he had 22 free throw attempts too. But again, this kind of reminds me of Giannis, like, who exactly on the Lakers is going to try to attempt to cover him? Brandon Ingram? Who's questionable and might not play?
I guess.
He's probable with tendonitis, excuse me. But it's the Lakers. Probable could be is like the new out for them. So.
Probable is the out for the NBA. What are you talking about?
I know. I just. Oh, boy. I love Wiggins in this spot. 7K. It's only a two-game slate, too. There's only so much you can burn me, right?
Only so many ways he can burn you.
Yeah. Matt Barnes, I like that option as well. But that's the other game post. So, yeah, Minnesota, like on the Minnesota side, it's really just Wiggins for me. Maybe some Gorgui Dieng at 5,400. That's an interesting, nice target pivot. He's center eligible, too, which can let you free up to pay up for some other guys on the slate.
All right, looking at the Lakers side of things here, man, what stands out to you for the Lakers?
Randall, Zubac, Russell, Clarkson. I think that's it.
Kind of sums it up, right? I like Zubac here a lot.
Yeah, I like Zubac. This is actually kind of a sneaky center loaded slate, so I don't know. I mean, Swaggy P no longer having a lot of swag on the floor. Maybe on the bench. He's not playing much, so... Yeah.
Does that make you feel good? You can't recommend him anymore?
Feels great.
All right. Yeah, man, Zubac against Cat.
Although I've recommended him twice, and it was Milwaukee both times.
All right, moving on to the last game of the night, Sacramento at Golden State. 214 total here. Golden State favored by 18 in this game. Massive spread. Looking at Sacramento first, outside of Buddy Hield and Willie Cauley-Stein, I'm just not playing any of these guys. It's as simple as that.
Well, this is a two-game late slate, Stevie, so we don't lock us until 10:30. We'll know what's going on before lock.
That's
we'll
true,
have complete, like...
That is
I
true.
I mean, I think it matters.
I never thought I would actually say that, but that's so true. Like, I could actually look at some of these guys.
Yeah,
we'll know if they're resting anybody. Or...
You'll know if they're resting. You kind of know which guys are going to play the garbage time. It's going to be Scalabissier. It's going to be George Papayannis. You know, those are some value options as well at center. You can go with WCS. They've been giving him a lot of run either way. And he's been pretty good. We know bigs against Golden State have had a bunch of success this season. And then you kind of look at it. You can kind of play Buddy Hield. And I think Ty Lawson is still in Denver for his court healing here, which means Darren Collison's going to have to play some minutes. And Tyreke Evans won't be able to rest. Or if he does, Darren Collison's going to play a gazillion minutes.
We're going to get news on Sacramento before a lineup block. I am so excited.
Stevie is now going to grill some steaks for dinner, have a nice beer, come back inside and play some late slate lineups.
Definitely going to have me some beer, man. Couple beers. All right. Golden State. Like, I know you like Curry. You're saying don't fade him on a 2-game slate. I like Thompson here. I like Clay a lot. Like, we know how bad Buddy Hield is on defense. We know about anybody they're going to start. Clay should light them up. This game's at home. He's a guy that can get hot and put up 30 DK points in a quarter.
This is the only reason I'm sad that this isn't on the main slate. Klay Thompson at 7,200 against
so
Sacramento
much.
Would have been on exactly 100% of all teams.
Yeah. Just would have been – just been. He would have just been that guy. He would have been that guy.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Absolutely would have been the guy.
Like, honestly, I'm not playing Curry, and I'm not probably playing any of these guys. I'm playing Draymond. Like, I'm playing Barnes, and I'm playing Klay Thompson.
Yeah, I'm playing. I'm not going to play any of these bench guys other than Barnes. So it's going to really be Klay, Steph, Barnes, maybe a splash of Draymond.
Maybe a little bit of McCaw at 3,300.
But Barnes revenge, man.
Oh, I'm definitely playing Barnes. Like, made one lineup real quick just now, and it has Barnes. So I stacked the Minnesota-LA game because I think it's going to be different and contrarian on this 2-game slate. You can make a really good
slate. You can make all sorts of great teams on this slate, I'm sure.
It is. It's a fun little late game slate here, so... That's it. Let's play our game, and we'll get out of here on this Friday. Your boy is snoring behind you, so I know you're ready to get to bed, too. You can hear him. I can legitimately hear him. Like,
you hear it?
Yeah.
That's amazing, because we can show him on Twitter, though. That's amazing.
Legit,
I was wondering that, because I could hear it through the headphones, and I was just like, yeah, you know what? This is kind of funny. And
oh, no, that's hilarious. We put him to sleep.
Oh, my God. At least the bad takes weren't that bad, right? He didn't feel agitated or angered or anything.
No, he went right to sleep. He snored like a baby.
Oh,
I was wondering if you really heard it or not.
Oh no, I didn't know at all, and I didn't want to bring it up because then, like, if you can hear it, it's one thing, but like, you don't want to bring it up if it wasn't happening.
But yeah, you gotta let the listeners gotta have some fun too. Like, I'm sure they're gonna hear it.
By the way, in case now if you didn't want to follow him earlier and now you really want to make fun of him, at Tyler Longo, TylerLongo.
Yeah, make sure you guys check him out. You guys are there for the FanDuel final, right?
Yeah, and some golf in Miami, but I'm 0-1 so far, so no bueno.
Yeah, you gotta make up for that. What are you doing?
Don't worry, I got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to make that happen. So.
Yeah, letting the RG team RGMG down, man. What are you doing?
The putting performance was dreadful to say the least. So we'll work on it.
All right, let's talk about this game. I went first yesterday, so you get the bat lead off here.
All righty, Klay Thompson, 6X.
You know what? I'm going to veto that. I'm not going to let you have that. It's too easy.
Okay, I will take Barbosa for 6x then.
I'd rather give you that. I would. I really would. I'm going to go... Oh, man, that's killing me. I'm going to go with... Oh, man, I'm going to go the Joker 6x.
Don't think so.
Not letting me have that?
Negative.
Muting your mic so you can't hear me snoring. Oh, all right. I'm definitely losing this game today. I'm so tilted. All right, since you vetoed that, I'm gonna go Chris 6x, and I'm gonna go. Oh man, I'm gonna go Alan Williams 7x. I'm gonna stay in Phoenix here. I'm going big on Phoenix. I can already see that I'm gonna stack Phoenix so many different ways in this slate.
I can't believe you're letting me take my boy around the house, Jefferson at 7x.
I'll let you.
And for the bust, let's go with. This is tough. There's no obvious answer. Let's stick with my default answer in these situations and go John Wall.
Yeah, if I could have my veto, I would definitely take that from you. Who's not going to get to 5x? I feel like this guy has probably the best opportunity to bust on any slate getting to 5x. I'm going to go Paul George. All right, you got your bonus 3.5 going 7x.
Wait, Paul George is 8. What price?
Oh, man, that was 9. Answer.
God, I can't believe I did that. All right, I'm looking for my 3,500 guy or better, right?
Yeah.
Barbosa.
I can't believe you didn't say Dudley. That's way off brand.
Barbosa's better. And we don't know if TJ Warren's going to play or not.
Hey, you're welcome. You took my guy. I gave you Barbosa, took him in both games.
You've done that how many times this season?
Yeah, I know. It's part of the game. That's what makes it so much fun for everybody. Oh, man. There's Zipser's 38. Of course he is. I'm going to go with a total guess and take my shot here. I'm going to go Quincy AC, hoping Brook Lopez sits.
He could still get there either way. I don't mind that. That's a good call.
That's it, man. Any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Hopefully we didn't make people want to sleep during their drive to work. Make sure you take an extra sip of coffee. Sorry about that.
I was dying over here. Yes, so make sure you guys are taking your coffee nice and black here on this Friday. It's a really good slate, so I'm excited. Congratulations to everybody that's been tweeting us that crushed on Thursday night. Also, if you guys have not checked out the Daily Marketplace, head on over there. Check it out. There's a ton of stuff. You get to see just tournament packages for basketball and now up for baseball. You can take advantage of that season-long price. Do that. Like, you're not going to see this $325 price that long. Opening day, it's gone. So if you want that value, about $2 a day, jump on it now. As always, you can check out my NASCAR package over there. It's only $10, and
we'll no more NASCAR subs. We're done.
No more.
That's it. Too many people are winning. We gotta cut it off somewhere.
All right, no more NASCAR subs. Sorry, I'll take that down. No problem. And also, if you guys haven't checked it out, you know, check out the spring training and all this stuff that's over there in the marketplace. It's awesome. For CJ. We are back on Monday. Good luck in your contest tonight, and good luck in your contest this weekend, and we'll see you guys again then.
Whether you're entering 1 or 100 lineups into a contest, you need to be using our RotoGrinders lineup builder and optimizer. The optimize setting creates the best possible lineup given your projections and player pool, both of which are customizable. The build setting is intended for tournament players and will create up to 150 60 lineups in seconds, all based on your filters and exposure settings, and then export them for use on FanDuel or DraftKings. Spend less time building lineups and more time enjoying the game. Use Lineup Builder today.